Hello, and welcome to Conversations with the Citizen. My name is Catherine Newman. I'm the reporter here at Citizen Newspapers, and you are tuned into our first podcast. Today, I'm going to sit down with Mr. Philip Sanders and his son, Darius. And Darius is the 2017 National Figure Roller Skating Champion. So, Darius, why don't you, first of all, go ahead and just tell us a little bit about figure roller skating. What does that mean, and what do you love about it?
Roller skating is like comparing to ice skating, and what I love about it is how it's similar to ice skating, but we're on roller skates. And we do the same elements as ice skaters do, but on roller skates. So it's really fun.
And how did you get into competitive skating?
I watched my mom. She used to compete when I was young. And I saw some other skaters who did jumps and spin, and I wanted to do the same thing. And I asked my mom if I could roller skate as well as she, and that's how I got into roller skating.
Okay, cool. For me personally, I don't see too many roller rinks left around the city, so I am curious to hear, do you have a home rink? Where do you usually skate at when you're in Chicago?
I usually skate at Glenwood Roller Rink. Sometimes at Linwood Roller Rink.
Okay. Mr. Sanders, I did want to ask you, how does it feel to be able to say that your son is a national champion? You must be so proud.
Well, I'm extremely proud, but he's not just a national champion, but he's a three-time national champion. So I'm extremely proud. Hopefully someday it should go into the Olympics like they're doing everything else, you know. Behind the speed skating, and it'd be a summer program, and I'm looking forward to hoping we can all push it, come through, because anytime you get rock climbing into the Olympics, I know this should be, because it's more like a artistic way of skating, you know, and I'm looking forward to that, watching them go to the Olympics someday in 2024.
Yeah, that would be quite the experience, I'm sure. And so then, Darius, I want to jump back to you. I want to ask you just a little bit about your experience competing in the national championship. I know you're preparing for Worlds, and we will get to that. But I want to kind of talk about what you've done thus far. How does it feel to have all your medals? How many do you really even have?
I have over 100 medals. But it's a fun experience. And once you go to nationals and you place, it shows how much work you put into that and how much you get out of it by placing at nationals.
And I was watching some of your videos on YouTube, and I saw your figure roller skating competitions with your partner Sammy, which are absolutely beautiful. But then I also saw you skating with a group of young men in a much different style. Can you talk to me about that? Is that kind of what you do for fun, or is that also competitive?
That's what I do for fun. I usually do it during the sessions called JV skating. It's like a different way of skating. It's kind of like dancing, but you do like kind of footwork that James Brown did when he was dancing. So we put that on roller skates, and we call that JV skating.
No, I know if I was doing that on wheels, I would fall. Have you had, I'm sure it was a lot of trial and error, especially with the lifts that you do with Sammy. How do you pick yourself back up when you can't quite get a move and you have to keep trying?
I just have to push through it, even though sometimes I can't, but I try to push myself to get these lifts so we can skate at Worlds and have the opportunity to do these lifts that other skaters at our age couldn't do.
And so you mentioned Worlds. I'm ready to talk about it. You tell me. So the Worlds competition is in Paris, from what I understand. But what all does that entail? How much more competitive is that than Nationals?
It's very competitive. It's over 35 countries. Usually we skate against our country, but it's other countries that we skate against. And they're really good at skating than we are. But we're trying to prove that they're not the only country that could do these things. We could do it as well.
And what are
what are some of the challenges, and this is a question really for both of you at this point, what are some of the challenges that you're facing as you prepare to go to Paris?
Well, I say more or less is trying to get the funds and to raise the money to go there, because you kind of realize that you find out why a lot of people are not into the sport, because it's a, it costs a lot of money. Mm-hmm. And what I mean by that, you find out as time goes on that you're responsible for the coaches, you know, for their living quarters, and you're responsible for their flight to get there and stuff like that. And then you have his personal trainer to make sure he don't get hurt. So we have a lot of bills that's tacked on to it, you know. And then we have to buy, you know, T-shirts, because you have to trade with the different states, you know, from where they go to. Like if you come from Africa, you exchange their T-shirt, you give them a USA because they represent the United States. So they're a USA sport team. So he just got fitted for his uniform. So the equipment, the cost of the coaching and all that, you know, it kind of accumulates and adds up, you know, a lot of money. You know, we need a lot of sponsorships and stuff like that.
Yeah, I can imagine. And then on your side, I mean, do you create your own routines, or is that something your coach helps you with? How are you struggling to kind of pull out something out of your sleeve that's going to really wow the judges at Worlds?
Usually the coach choreographs a routine, and they put the jumps in there. We kind of fix it to way we can make it feel better for us when we compete.
Okay. And then the other question that popped into my mind when you were talking about the financial aspect of it is, mm-hmm. I'm just interested to hear, because I have no idea, how much does a pair of skates cost for what you're doing?
Well, most skates, what they cost is for him for competing, is his skates are like $1,000.
Wow.
His practice skates are like $600, and then you have the JB skates, which is more or less like his entertainment. So I kind of compared it to, like, you had like the Harlem Globetrotters, and you had the NBA. NBA is more or less, everybody got to play by the same rules. Harlem Globetrotters is more of entertainment and, you know, for fun, and they get paid for doing that. So that's how I differentiate the two. One is more of a style of artistic skating, the other one's more of like for fun and stuff. And people can learn how to do it. And as good as swimming, because swimming, you know, is seasonal, where this is all year round, and you can lose up to 600 calories just from skating, you know, for a couple of days, which is nice.
It's a fun way to stay in shape.
It's a fun way to stay in shape, yes.
And so I know you do have a fundraiser on September 14th.
Yes.
So why don't you go ahead and give me the details of that fundraisers.
Okay, well, we have a couple of fundraisers that's coming up.
Okay.
One happens to be You Can Swim with the Champions, and that's happening on September 21st at the Croc Center. Anyone is welcome. It's $12 for them to come and get a wristband and swim with the champions. And then the second one happens to be the bowling, which was going to be September 14th, which we're going to have, you know, it's $15 for the children, $25 for the adults, but it pays for the dinners and the bowling and stuff like that. And third but not least, we're having a car show where people can come and show off the old antique cars and take prizes and all. And all the funds go toward their trip to go to Paris.
Okay, perfect. So everybody has plenty of options to show their support for Darius.
Yes.
And so I do want to talk to you a little bit about your life outside of skating as well. Does it take over your life, or do you still kind of get to run around and have some fun with your friends? I know you do the JB skating, so I'm sure that's fun, but how do you feel? Do you have a good balance?
Yes, I have a good balance outside of skating and inside. Usually outside of skating, I usually hang out with my friends or go to the movies, or we'll go to like the mall or somewhere to get like clothes or shoes. It's regular stuff.
And what's your relationship like with your partner Sammy? How long have you two been skating together?
We've been skating for 4 years. And me and Sammy have a really good relationship other than other skaters do with their partners. At first we didn't, but we got better.
Yeah, it sounds like it. If you're able to kind of work together and kind of adapt your routines and stuff like that, I'm sure you communicate pretty well. And so then really, you know, the only other thing I wanted to ask you is, where do you see your future with skating? Obviously, as a world champion, right? But, you know, other than that, is this something that you want to do for the rest of your life? Are you looking to use this as a way to get to college? Or what do you think might be next for you after high school?
I use this as a way to get to college. And hopefully when I graduate from college, I could coach other skaters, other young kids, so that I could show them that there's other sports than just basketball, baseball, football. There's also roller skating. You can do this for fun, or you could compete as a roller skater. But I want to give other kids options like I have. Instead of like growing up and becoming a basketball player, I could grow up and become a national champion roller skater.
All right. Well, thank you both so much for coming in today. And Darius, we do wish you the best of luck in Paris. And just to let everybody know, there is going to be a bowling fundraiser in support of Darius's trip to the World Championship. It's going to be on Friday, September 14th from 6:30 to 9:30. And this bowling fundraiser will take place at Land Oak Lanes, 2524 Ridge Road in Lansing, Illinois. $25 for adults, $15 for kids 12 and under. Bowling, shoes, and dinner will all be provided, and you can purchase your tickets directly from Mr. Philip Sanders. You can just go ahead and shoot him an email and let him know you're interested. That email address is sandireed522@gmail.com. And so that does conclude the first episode of Conversations with the Citizen podcast. Once again, I'm Catherine Newman, signing off for now. But in the meantime, feel free to check out our website, thechicagocitizen.com. And I will talk to you all next week.